what are your thoughts? We thought we should not see him now. We thought that he was my possession. We talked to him.
You didn't mention Dean here today. That might not be a bad idea.
John, just to kind of fuck him up.
That's not to say he needs it, but just to be honest.
Individually or
no, a bundle.
No, I don't know what I mean.
we made sure of those things, that every candidate knew exactly what he was getting and why.
How do you know?
I was trying to push this morning again. He said he called on something else and then got into this and said one thing, it really, what he was calling about, I wanted to straighten out. He said, you know, the baker did not call the vice president. The vice president called Baker. He said, that I thought you might want to know because you apparently had a misunderstanding on that. Well, I sure as hell did have a misunderstanding on it. Baker was kind of,
great.
may be after both. I mean, he may be trying to tie the whole thing together, as a, which you can do through the through the appearance of money. All of it.
We should defend them both. The plumber's operation. We can defend the cigarette in that space. You want to get to separate those out.
Strategy to consider too is putting it on, confusing the issue. Not the point that you can't depend on, but you may have to deal with it. But Segretti, I still. We shouldn't just lock it out and say, here's what yeah, probably so. Especially with the reservations that they came back with, and I think this approach is better than saying the naming names. I think it's a much better thing to state a principle.
Well, as far as the stories are concerned, Ron Wright and Australia would be handled. The Watergate story didn't get that massive amount of play, which John said. He said, what's going to be our Watergate story? Can't look at it, Bob, in that way, ever. We're going to have a committee going out day after day after day on our Watergate story. It's going to be
not. Our Watergate story today is going to be over.
Today?
But this will help to override
it. All of them because of what? Because of McCord?
Yeah, and there is the prime example of the phony stuff. The Washington Post, which I would never cite as a source of information, as what I would guess is probably the accurate point, which is under questioning. McCord said that
he understood that.
No, all he said was that he had sent a memorandum to Haldeman at some point outlining the security precautions that were being taken for White House staff members at the Miami Beach Convention. And that was the only communication he had with Haldeman, and he had no knowledge of any Haldeman involvement. I'm saying, oh, well, that got distorted in the Baltimore Sun to being McCord names Haldeman as the thing. So they ran it as a big headline, the picture.
All right.
So I had the television booth on my doorstep this morning.
You walk by them?
Sure.
This one, CBS. CBS go on.
And, well, New York Times had that.
Yes.
But see, you got one senator said, apparently to the Sun, or one source out of the Senate committee said to the Sun, this one thing. Two sources said that wasn't true. They said, contrary to report to publish in other papers, McCord did not name Haldeman. Does that mean anything else?
So you would not suggest that he'd be close
to you? No. I sure would suggest that close to. I don't think he ought to come in here. And Chuck's in good shape. There's no problem with that at all.
I don't think he should be called here. You agree?
Yeah.
Dean should not be called.
That wouldn't hurt. And having Dean in would hurt because nobody probably was here. Of course.
I understand.
Coming in. But I don't know what you can cover with Dean except just to say.
I'm not a goddamn thing to cover him.
Stay at it.
Wow.
Anything. things that Mitchell and Magruder are maneuvering to sink in. and that's what he tells me. He's, he didn't, it doesn't anymore. He
didn't think Gerlin's maneuvering to sink in.
No, I think Gerlin will maneuver to keep himself clear.
Damn right he will.
And that's everybody knows any ship.
John wouldn't do it at the expense of somebody else, is there? And most of our people. That's you. Poor John. Poor his family, don't mind.
No, Mitchell. Dean's moving hard on trying to protect himself on the on that damn meeting thing, which is still the dilemma. Because he was just talking to me, you know, reminding me that I knew of the meeting that Brian called out and testified that it was. That's hearsay because I wasn't there. I can't prove it was, but I was told it was.
Why?
How'd it go?
I feel like a
lawyer presenting something. Did you do something on camera?
No, before I wanted to get with you to get your prices or what precisely you should.
I want you to
know the thought, yeah.
Should,
yeah, but I want to short take the time to think it through. The I went out there and I announced Ellsworth's bunker and went through my normal options. And I said, now, gentlemen, in anticipation of your questions, I would like to offer you these observations and reiterate our policy. And went right through it. And the questions that followed up were pretty well understanding. The questions they got into, well, how do you draw the distinction between the judicial branch and the legislative? And I said, well, as you know from the March 12th statement, the president said that he would make the decision as to when executive privilege should be exercised. That's the only time I used the word. And I said that it is his view that the grand jury, which is conducting an inquiry into illegal activities, that if they feel that any member of the White House staff should testify regarding alleged knowledge of the Watergate matter, that they should do so in relation to the legislative branch, I said we will proceed on a policy which we have outlined to cooperate and work out an informal procedure where information that the committee would like to discuss with members of the White House staff can be provided. And I did all
the there can be an informal procedure with the grand jury.
The thing to point out is that the judicial side seems to have worked out its procedures and knows what it's doing. The legislative side is having a trouble.
Well, two bullets to the story.
But
the White House opened up the possibility today that members of the White House staff might make formal face-to-face appearances before the senators investigating the Watergate conspiracy.
Might make formal?
No. Informal. Did I say formal?
Yeah, I thought you did.
Might make informal. That was what we anticipated before. Because they got, I said, we had, in discussing procedures, we had previously said that one way might be in response to questions. And then the question could have said, Ron, are you saying that members of the White House staff might go to the committee room and appear in informal sessions? I said, I don't want to lead you to that conclusion. What I'm saying is that, and I don't want to predict what might be worked out, but I'm saying that there might be other ways that can be developed for providing information. But they don't suggest in the rooms. They say face-to-face appearances before. Same time, Ziegler said, any White House employee who might be summoned before the federal grand jury that is currently conducting a parallel inquiry had been ordered by President Nixon to appear and testify. In the past, the White House had suggested that any exchange between the White House staff members and the Senate Select Committee investigation affair would probably be in writing.
You know, I never said that. When did that? That was something apparently
that related to the Dean thing, and I made that point to you in a briefing.
I didn't say that.
No, sir, and I reminded them that you never said that.
I never said that. I said we would work out a procedure, we wouldn't cooperate, but he would not appear before the committee in a formal session.
I I went over and over.
You amplified by saying, for example, the
And I went over and over today the point that the purpose of bringing together into one place the statement today was to alleviate misapprehension that it is our objective to cover up and to withhold information.
What I would say in the hallway, there's massive
misapprehension.
Say
to answer relevant questions. Answer relevant questions. That's all that answers.
Under a procedure that does not.
Under a procedure, which does not violate the established principle, constitutional principle, separation of powers. Separation of powers in other informed
today than yesterday, it's better.
I think so.
Or do you agree?
Yes, I do.
See, if you'd done it yesterday, it would have all been mixed in.
Of course, if we would have done it yesterday, too, it would have applied specifically to Dean. And
that's right.
Dean would be the focal point of the thing. I don't know.
Well, the McCord stuff, there's plenty of shit I ever read. The stories and understand it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to use the part of the for TV. I'm going to pass with it in a series of unsubstantiated charges.
Whether that was enough or too much.